We are learning Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, and we are starting a brand new parak. Zok the Mishnah, Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah Shechalis B'Shabbos. If Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, B'Mikdash are you taken? If it's in the Beis Mikdash, they blew Shofar. Avoloi Medina, but not in Medina. Rashi, what does Medina mean? Medina means not in Yerushalayim, not in the Gvulim. It means nowhere besides the Beis Mikdash that they blow Shofar on Shabbos. The Rambam learns that Medina means Adar Yerushalayim, but we're going to go with Rashi's Pshat and Tosfos that Loi Medina means Loi Begvulim, Loi Yerushalayim, Loi Begvulim. Only in the Beis Hamikdash. Because Meshchar Beis Hamikdash, when the Beis Hamikdash Charev, Hiskim Reichon Ben Zakkai, Sheyu Toikim Bechol Malkim Shishve Bezdin. He was Mesakin any place that had a Bezdin of 70, of any Bezdin that had any Bezdin, Pasha means of 23, any place that had a Bezdin of 23, that they blew Shofar in that Bezdin. We know after the Beis Charev, the Sanhedrin went into Golos, went to Yavne, a city called Yavne, and only there in Yavne did they blow shofar. Not in every place that had a bezdin. Or let's change a little bit. Yechem Mizaki, or Tanakama says in every place that had a bezdin of 23. Rabbi Eliezer says no, only the place of bezdin of 71, which is the bezdin Agado, which is only in Yavne. Amru Loi, he said back to him, no, Echad Yavne v'chol makom shel bezdin. And either Yavne or any place that had a bezdin, they blew shofar. And the Gemara will ask, why is Amru Loi different than Tanakama? V'oidzoi t'hoitzer Yerushalayim yisera al Yavne. There's not a maila Yerushalayim had over Yavne. She called Rashi learns it means ba'oida b'minyana, in the time when the Beis Mikdash was up. She called Irshi Roya v'shemas v'kroiva v'yichayin lavoi. Any city that was within sight or earshot or close enough to Yerushalayim, toikim, they could blow shofar. Over Yavne, lo toikim el bezdin mivad, only in bezdin. That means like this, that Rashi learns that when Yerushalayim was b'minyana, besides for blowing shofar in the Beis Hamikdash, they were able to blow shofar in any place near Yerushalayim. You can ask me, it said Rashi learned that Loi Yerushalayim Loi Gevulim. Tosfos asks this kasha. If you look at Tosfos, Tosfos says Loi Yerushalayim Loi Gevulim Perish Kuntres. To break Tosfos, while the Ketani called Ir Shiroya V'Shemas Toikim Ba Hainul Acha Churban Zigur Yechem Zaka after the Churban. The problem is Rashi doesn't say that. So Tosfos is learning like this, that after the Churban, while the Yerushalayim, before they got the Yavne, they could blow anywhere within the earshot of Yerushalayim. But B'Shas B'Shas Mikdash, only in the Beis Mikdash. No, what? Even at the Beis in that place, just anywhere close to Yerushalayim. That's what Tosfos learns. Rashi said, B'Binyana, that was a problem. So the Mashal learns that there was a time when the Sanhedrin left the Beis Mikdash and went into Yerushalayim. Before the Beis Mikdash Charev. At that time, you were able to go anyway. I'll read the Rashi. Yes, a fire. Lav dafka acha churban beis hamikdash. Ela acha shagosus on hedrim lishik shagosus lechanus umechanus Yerushalayim. Then you were able to. That was the short time you were able to blow in the whole Yerushalayim and all the outskirts also as well. Akaponim. If you look, there's some four shittas in this. There's four different shittas. We spoke out Rashi and Tosfos. There's the Rambam and the Ramban. Also, we said a little bit about the Rambam, but there's four different shittas. Akaponim. Yerushalayim at a Maila, according to Rashi, is that when the Sanhedrin moved out of Beis Mikdash into Yerushalayim, you were able to blow shofar in all the outskirts cities as well, as long as they were within eyeshot or earshot. Zok the Gemara Vayit. It says in our Mishnah that Rosh Hashanah, you don't blow shofar in every shul on Shabbos. Only in the Makom Shesh Bezdin or in the Beis HaMikdash, like the Mishnah says. Menah and Emili, what's the Makar that you don't blow shofar on Shabbos? Amar Rav Levi Bar Lachma Amar Rav Chama Bar Chanina Kosev Echaim. The pasuk says in one place Shabbosan Zichron in Teruah. It talks about shofar. It says Daba Bnei Sholeim Abachayish Hashvii Beechel Lachayish in the seventh month, the first day of the month. Yilechem Shabbosan Zichron in Teruah Mikra Kodesh. So it says Zichron in Teruah. The Kosev Echaim. Another pasuk says this is in Pinchas. Abachayish Hashvii Beechel Lachayish Mikra Kodesh Yilechem Kom Lachas Avelo Sasu Yim Teruah Yilechem. I say Zichron in Teruah. So what's the difference between why one of them says Zichron in Teruah, one of them says Teruah? Like Kasha, can't be Yom Tov Shchal Yis B'Shabbes. If it's a Yom Tov Shchal on Shabbos, so then it's a Zichron in Teruah. Can't be Yom Tov Shchal Yis B'Chol. It's then you blow Shofar. So according to this Gemara, it comes that Midaraisa you can't blow Shofar on Shabbos. It's a drasha. One place is Zichron in Teruah. One says Yom Teruah. You can't blow Shofar on Shabbos. That's why it says Zichron in Teruah. Amar Rava, Imidaraisa. If it's the Raisa, then the Beis Mikdash is also to keep the Raisa in the Beis Mikdash. If the Raisa has no Shofar on Shabbos, then what are you doing in the Beis Mikdash? That's Kasha number one. Kasha number two, we'll read Rashi's Girsa in the second Kasha. Va'oid, Malachi? Is it a Malacha? The Itzah Kral Amute? Is it a malacha that the pasuk will tell you that you can't do it? I vatani be Shmuel. It says in the brayso vatani be Shmuel. It says in the brayso from the Beis Medrash of Shmuel. Komalechas avay loy sasu. It says in the pasuk komalechas avay loy sasu. Yotza tizakia shayfer. The tizakia shayfer verdias past blowing shayfer or dias past means taking bread out of the oven. Those days the oven used to be stuck to the bread used to be stuck to the side of the oven. Have you chachmar to get it out? That's not. Those things are not a malacha. She chachma vein a malacha. So blowing shayfer is not a malacha. So it can't be that midraisa. You can't blow shayfer. It's not a malacha midraisa. It's not a malacha midraisa. So if Frank the Gemara. So we have to have a different shot. Those psukim are not a pshat. It's a smach. Though we taka in davening, we taka say on Shabbos. Loshen zichrin truah. We say in davening when it's Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. Because we keep this having Gemara a little bit intact, but it's not the pshat why we don't blow shayfer on Shabbos. So why don't we? Elam Arava, midiraisa mishasharim. Midiraisa let him blow shayfer even on Shabbos. V'rabbanon hu degazabei. The rabbanon made gzeira k'derabba. The Amar Rabba kochi yom tekiyah shayfer. Since every person is chayav tekiyah shayfer, in a kol bekiyam tekiyah shayfer, no one knows how to blow shayfer. So what's going to happen is the guy's going to wake up late for davening and he's going to say, oh, I didn't blow my shayfer. It's on Shabbos. And if he doesn't know how to do it, he's going to bring it to someone in the neighborhood who knows how to blow shayfer. He's going to carry. Gzeira shemitlenu v'yalda v'yelech etzal abak. He'll go etzal someone who's a mumcha in blowing shayfer. A little more to learn how to blow shayfer. V'yavirenu dalam shirabim. Come to carry dalam shirabim. And therefore we masakin no shayfer on Shabbos. V'hayinu time of the lulav, v'hayinu time of the megillah. That's the reason for lulav. That's the reason for megillah. Why we don't blow shayfer. We don't shake a lulav. We don't lay megillah on Shabbos. Now Rashi speaks out. Why the Beis Mikdash is any better? This is because ein shvus b'mikdash. We on the Beis Mikdash, we're not worried about these rabbanans. People are more careful in Beis Mikdash, and therefore we allow them. And same thing for Bezdin. Bezdin is mak Beis Mikdash, and then we allow them to blow shayfer because we're not worried. Shema Yavirenu. So I think more about it. It says Mishchar Beis Mikdash Shishkun Reyechem Zakai that in any place that had a Bezdin, you're going to blow shayfer. And the Shal and the Mishnah, what it means, any Bezdin or Dafka Bezdin Shal Ayin Aleph of 71 Tana Rabbanan. Pamachas Chal Rosh Hashanah Lias B'Shabbos. One time Rosh Hashanah was Chal on Shabbos. This was in Yavne, the story. But Yekola Orem Miskansim, everyone came into Yavne to the Bezdin. They wanted to hear Shayfa. Omla B'yechon Mezake, the B'nei B'Seira, B'nei B'Seira was a G'dei L'Hadar. Niska, Lama Blasen Shayfa, let's blow Shayfa. Omra Loi, Nodin, let's first see if it's Mutter to do this. Omra Lehem says, Niska, let's just blow. V'acha Nodin, afterwards we'll handle if it's the allowed to do this. La'achas talk after blow shayfer. Amar lo inodun. So the Rebbe said, okay, let's handle it now. Amar lahem. So Rabbi Yechon Zakeh told them, no, sorry. Kvar nishmas keren b'yavna. They ready blew shayfer in Yavna. Ve'im yeshivun la'acha ma'isa. After the ma'isa, you don't start handling it. Why not? Zog Rashi. G'nayu shenoyti la'az toyim al atzmenu. If you come out, they now let blow shayfer. It would be a g'nay to change our minds and say, oh, that was wrong what we did. And therefore, once you blew, too late. Now that's the minig finished. Now the minig is mokim the bezdin of Yavne blue shayfer. It says in the Mishnah further. Amar Rabbi Elazar lehiskim yechem zakei al Yavne b'vad. Only in Yavne alone they blew. Amar Loi they said back then echa Yavne echa komag the bezdin sai Yavne sai place that a bezdin. And like we said, Rashi learns to be the bezdin of 23. Amar Loi hainu Tanakama. Isn't almost something like Tanakama? The Tanakama said echad komakim shbei bezdin. Rabbi Loza said, no, only Yavne. And he said back, Echad Yavne, come on, Shabbat Bezdin. Same exact Shita. And for the Gemara, you can bring out Beidina da Akroi. Now, Afkamina is Beidina da Akroi, which means a Bezdin that's only here temporarily. If it's only a temporary Bezdin, so then, according to the Tanakam, it's you'll blow Shaifer. According to the next man, the Ambar, the Amr Loi, you will not blow Shaifer because the Amr Loi holds that it has to be a Bezdin Kavua, Dumma de Yavne. Now, you have to speak out the Rif's Pshat. The Rif learns a whole different shot. The Rif learns Bezdin Akrei means a Bezdin of three. That means like this. The Tanakama holds Kamakishvei Bezdin means even a Bezdin of three. The other Madiyama holds Echa Yavne Echa Kamakishvei Bezdin means 23. So it comes up in the Tanakama, a Bezdin of three. You can blow a Shayfer. And we pass the Tanakama. Zok Duran, a murder digger thing. I don't think you ever heard this. Zok Duran, Valzeho Yosoymech Lassis Maisa Bedova. In the Rif's town, they blew shofar. So you have toikim bebezdinoi for Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos. In the Rif's bezdin on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, they blew shofar. They're stating Ran. Imagine the thing. They blew shofar in the Rif's bezdin on Rosh Hashanah because he learned the Gemara. Bezdin akroi means a bezdin of three. That's what akroi means. And we pass the Tanakama and divim shat and Rashi and he held taka. You blew shofar on Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos in the bezdin.
Shkayach.